Hello. We got some great voices live in the studio tonight. The Spaniels Forever are back to grace us with their four-part harmony. Although we have more than four guys here, we may have multiple-part harmony. I don't know. You know, never know what to expect when Billy and the boys drop in. And we're going to have ourselves a little pizza party here and talk about a big show, as Ed Sullivan was saying, a really big show on Sunday, April 20th, May 20th, I'm sorry, wrong month. May 20th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. It's the Spaniels Forever in a full band show. So be sure to join us, and you'll find out more information about it today. So without any further ado, let's bring on the band whose number one international hit, Goodnight Sweetheart, was featured prominently in many films and TV shows, including Diner, American Hot Wax, American Graffiti, Three Men and a Baby, and, well, it's one of those songs that just close out nightclubs around the world. When it's time to go home, when it's hotel motel time, you got to say goodnight, sweetheart, goodnight. And, well, we're going to say that a little later in the show, but right now we're saying hello, sweetheart. We've got the Spaniels with us. Hello, guys.
Hey. We live out of town. Yeah.
We have got ourselves a party going on here. Patrick brought the donuts. We got the sugar rush happening. We got pizzas on the way. Jose is losing his mind here, trying to mic everybody and get seats for everybody. Our mic is giving us technical difficulties here. But Spaniels have been around forever. I mean, since the 1950s. The Streets of Gary, you guys were born, the group was born, and now you're all based in Hammond.
Right.
And but you're still in the region.
That's it.
Wow. Now, you've got a lot of big deals coming up. We're going to talk about some of the events. I know you're going to be going to the Beacon Theater in New York coming up and a few other things. So, going to the Big Apple, knowing you guys, you'll probably eat the apple while you're there. But
you get the worm too, yeah.
There you go. So what's going on? What's new? We've got a lot of different shows coming up. Of course, you're going to be this Sunday, May 20th, at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, 4 o'clock Eastern time, matinee show. So, Billy, you can get to bed on time, get in your PJs, and be home and tucked in by a normal hour. So what do you got planned for Sunday? Now, this is different than what some of the shows are. Some of the shows, like tonight, we're going to do just the voices, the purity of the voices. But you have a full rocking band with you this Sunday.
We're going to have the full band with, and it's the first time I heard these guys together.
Tonight? At the rehearsal?
Yeah, at rehearsal.
Okay.
And they are so good, you don't even have to sing with them. They can just go instrumental.
Yeah, give me a break.
Fantastic.
And, so the number one vocal group is going instrumental.
We should go.
So who's in the band? Who are the guys?
All right, here, I'll let Patrick tell you.
Well, on drums, we have the newest member, Aaron Ratliff. And on lead guitar, we have his father,
Phil
Ratliff. And playing the bass, which is not normal, but he's very proficient.
The veteran over here.
The veteran of the Spaniels.
30 years.
30 years plus. Pernell Davis is playing the bass. Yeah, yeah, that's it. And then on vocals, we have Dan Porter, myself, Patrick Petrie, and Gene Stewart, and of course, the legend, Billy Shelton.
All right. So that's going to be a rocking show. And again, Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. If you've never been there, it's a great place. It's right next to the distillery, which is never a bad thing. And they've got great food there, too. So you can drink them, you can eat them, you can rock with us, and it's going to be a good time. Pernell, what's it like to switch from guitar? You've been playing guitar for the Spaniels Forever. And
Spaniels Forever.
Oh, there you go, Spaniels Forever, play on words. But now you're playing bass on these shows, so a couple of these shows.
Well, mouthful of donuts.
Actually, bass was my first instrument when I played with my dad years ago. So it's kind of like a homecoming, you know what I mean? It's like a reunion, you know, and we just got it tuned in and... It's really comfortable for me because
and you sound good too.
Oh yeah,
well thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's getting it in rehearsal today.
So you got that funk thing going on a little bit there?
As much as I can, man.
Very cool, very cool. Well, let's talk a bit about what has made the Spaniels last this long? I mean, 1950s you started. Billy, you've been there pretty much since the beginning, in and out most of the years, mostly in. Patrick, you came along about, what, 15?
15, almost 16 years.
Yeah. And Gene, how long have you been with the group?
At least 5 or 6, right?
Yeah. And, of course, you're also a member of the Soul Stirrers, and which is Sam Cooke's band. And Dan, you're second generation.
I'm second generation, yeah.
Dad was one of the originals.
Right. I was brought up in it. I used to be a little kite listening to him rehearsing at the house. So it's been a long time for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what's the secret that keeps the guys together, Billy? How do you make this work?
Well, it's the purpose. Our purpose is a little different. People don't know it, but the Spaniels are actually a spiritual-based group. We started singing gospel and spirituals. Mm-hmm. That's the way we got started. The guys sang in my mother's choir, the independent radio gospel choir, when we were kids. This was back in 1949. You know.
Wow.
And when Pookie wrote the song Peace of Mind, he wrote that was a spiritual. He was talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the mongrels, they decided to make money off of it. So they turned it into a girl where he's singing to a girl. But mm-hmm. we've always been, we tried to put God ahead. And we are just as excited to sing at a nursing home or assisted living home or for old people just as much as we were when we opened up the show for Boys to Men. You
amen,
know?
Amen.
And so that's, and we go and sing at churches, don't we?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Amen. We'll sing at churches chicken too.
Amen.
Already get free so donuts from Munster Donuts.
I think we've got the right foundation, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember the earlier days, my dad used to tell me that, Billy, to your point, they used to sit down and listen to spirituals by Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers and a lot of different groups.
You know,
that's where their foundation is. That's, right. that's where it all started from.
Right, right. Yeah.
So you are doing church groups, I mean church service singing groups, singing gigs, mm-hmm. and then you're doing concerts. So the set changes, it evolves from where you're going. I mean, different places, different styles of music.
Right.
Okay. Now, right. for Sunday's show, will you be giving everybody a little taste of everything? Since it is your full
why
headline
not?
Show?
Yeah, why not? You know, we're not going to dwell on any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about this group. We don't have a genre. We're not handcuffed into a certain style or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We can be the Four Seasons. We can be the Temptations. We can be the OJs. We can be the Stylistics, the Platters, you know.
Elvis,
yeah. And we try to reach everybody out there, you know.
Who is the audience for the Spaniels? Typically, if you go to a show, what do you see when you're looking out there? I mean, when I've been at your shows, you normally would expect it's a 50s group. You're going to see a lot of older folks. But I'm surprised to see how many young people are out there and that they know the songs.
I attribute that to when the first church gig we had, the first official real church gig where we got paid good money, it mm-hmm. was Antoine Baptist in Edwardsburg, Michigan. And I remember a little girl named Ivy. She's in college now. She might be in college now. She was 12 years old, and they were sitting on the front row, and we were singing secular music in church also. We were doing the gospel, but they wanted us to do some of our doo-wop. So we start singing My Girl, and she said, "That's my song." And I was like, "What do you know about that? You're 12 years old." She says, "My mom and my grandmother, they listen to that music." So they're influenced, and they know this music mm-hmm. by their parents and grandparents. So, they hear it at home.
Do you see that as being a common situation now that you're out there and younger kids like that are saying, "I know that song," or singing along? Or
it's very common, yeah. You hear it. Yeah.
Happened with Boys to Men.
Yep.
when we were doing our songs, Just My Imagination.
Remember, they were singing along on the front row, girls like 19 or 20 years old. They're singing the Elvis with me. They're singing word for word the Elvis.
Wow. Wow. You guys want to sing a song now?
Certainly.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no?
Well, we... a song, yeah, it's something that I like to open up with to get our throats open, them their eyes. Yeah.
Oh, that's Now, see, that song to me would seem like it would be a hard one to sing.
Well, that's why we use it as an opener.
It's a workout. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to have a couple of live songs throughout the course of this hour from the Spaniels Forever, and we're going to get things started now as we get things in pitch. This is Them, Their Eyes, Spaniels Forever.
Well, I fell in love with you the first time I looked into Then their eyes, you've got a certain little cute way of flirting with.
What?
Then their eyes,
they make me happy and they make me blue. No
stalling,
I'm falling.
Falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping as you start something with. Then their eyes,
you better watch out if you are.
Sparkle.
They bubble.
They get you in a whole lot of trouble. There's danger lurking and you're overworking them. Them, their eyes. Well, I fell for them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute red friend with.
What?
Them, their eyes.
They make me happy and they make me blue. No
stalling, I'm falling. Falling in a great big way for you. Then my heart is jumping because you start something with them their eyes.
You better watch out.
Look out.
Baby.
If you're wise, sparkle, bubble. They're going to get you in a whole lot of trouble. There's danger lurking and you're overworking on them.
One more time.
Well, I felt of in their eyes. You've got a certain little cute red friend with.
What?
In their eyes.
They make me happy and they make me blue. No
stalling, I'm falling in a great big way for you. And my heart jumps because you start some with. In their eyes.
You better watch out.
Look out.
Baby.
If you're wise, sparkle, bubble.
Trouble. There's danger lurking, and you're overworking them.
Their eyes. All right, Spaniels Forever live on the lake shore. Them, their eyes. You're going to hear the whole show on Sunday at Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. And I see our good friends from Grand Park Cafe are here with pizzas. Let me sign for those pies so we can get these guys fed. Thank you so much. Grand Park Pizza, great food, right by the old studio here, so it's our go-to place. Thank you. All right. We have got an amazing show here for you. If you love the old school way of singing, when you didn't have to hide everything behind instrumentation, you didn't have to hide everything behind production, it wasn't fixed in the mix. It was fixed with the voices live in the studio. And what you just heard now was 100% raw singing in the studio. Yes, Patrick?
My friend just texted me. My friend Robert Ware texted me, how much are the tickets for the show?
I don't have it in front of me.
25.
Is it 25?
25, okay. Yep.
Okay.
25, Rob.
Go to acorntheater.com, and I'm sure it'll have all the information we need there. And again, that is this Sunday, and it's an early show. Remember, it's Eastern time in Michigan if you're coming from Northwest Indiana. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you guys have played the Acorn a variety of times in the past.
God. I can't count how many.
Now, why is that a great room for your style of music?
People keep hiring us for it. We booked it for ourselves once, but we're actually there three times in a month.
Mm-hmm.
20th, then July 1st, and then July 29th.
Different shows, though.
Different shows, different production companies, yeah.
Right, and different members of the group, and too. You've got Greta Pope on one of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the other is the
Greta
Signal, so there's a variety of stuff. Right. Purnell, yes?
Yeah, what I like about the Acorn Theater is like, it's up close and personal. Everybody has a real close view.
Right.
And they can actually almost reach out and just touch the entertainers. It's like you're just that close to the people, you know, and I think they really get a kick out of being so close to the entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
The room is intimate. It's an intimate room. The acoustics are real nice. Mm. It's an old building. You know, you got that old smell in there. And it's set up real nice. It's set up real nice for the type of music that we do in performance.
It's historic because they have a lot of people coming from Chicago there because it's not that far, you know.
It's like a vacation destination. Right, it's on the lake. It's beautiful out there. There's wineries. There's, like I said, the distillery next door. So if you like spirits, you got plenty of places to go. And definitely come in and get spirited with the Spaniels.
You just mentioned distillery. I think that's going to be our second song in the distillery of the night.
Watch out there, G.
In the 12-pack of the night.
He got you pranked, don't he?
Well, the distillery? Oh, yeah.
So what are your favorite songs, personally, that you sing? Billy, let's start with you. Of the many songs you guys sing, is there one or two standouts that you look forward to?
I love all of them. You know, my thing is to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I might not care too much for a song, if it makes somebody in the audience smile, it excites me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give it my best, you know. It's like when I do Satchmo. You
right.
Know.
Is that your favorite? That's your favorite one to do?
Well, what people tell me I look a lot like
Satchmo. Yeah, especially when you pull the handkerchief out.
Satchmo.
You look like one of the California Raisins to me.
Oh, you cold
blooded. Those of y'all are old enough will remember that.
Now, I know it's seasonal, and I know we can't do it in May, but you do one heck of a monster mash. And I know Janet Snedecor, the mayor's wife of Hobart, said that is the most favorite song that you do was when you sing Monster Mash. And I'd have to agree with her. You nail it. You're better than Bobby Boris Pickett. You get the moves.
That is a compliment.
Thanks for telling me you were recording me.
As far as I
know. Well, I was recording you, Patrick.
It's too late now. Got my ugly mug on Facebook Live.
Speaking about the Spaniels, Willie C. Jackson put out the first rap song that was Play It Cool. Remember that one? He was talking about the cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And you never heard of rap music before then.
Now, when would that have been? What year?
Oh, that was like 1955.
Something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting comments on their eyes already.
Ooh. So Play It Cool was a rap song, basically?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What was he rapping about?
All
the
of
cigarettes?
The brands of the cigarettes, the whiskey, and all of that.
Yeah.
And today the kids wouldn't understand because the cigarette companies
are gone.
Yeah. Something like that. But that was the first. And Bobby Boris Pickett, the Monster Mash, that was the first gigantic one. That was the big one.
Right.
Yeah. I was working in the lab late one night. Yeah. Oh, boy, that just.
Wow. Those are fun. Patrick, what's your favorite to do? You have a range that is so broad. Is there a certain area that you like to sing in, and what songs are
man,
a challenge?
I like them. Most, I'd have to say all of them, but my favorite ones to do, well, my new favorite one is Who's Loving You, Michael Jackson. I finally, after I'm 58, and I finally got to perform that song. I idolized Michael Jackson. He was 1 year older than me, so I watched him grow up in the industry, and I idolized him my whole life. And I was devastated when he died. I was like driving down the street in Chicago, coming home from work, and I just, when I heard, I had to pull over because I just broke down.
Hmm.
That was, man. But yeah, that's my new favorite, but I love doing Hey There Lonely Girl by Eddie Holman, which I met. crying again like a baby backstage.
Did you sing it with him by chance?
No, I sang it for him.
Oh.
And he was walking down the hallway. He was walking away. We had took pictures. This was at the Stranahan Theater in 05. I had just met Billy. And I wasn't even singing with Billy yet. And he brought me along as a guest. And Eddie Holman did his song. And as he was walking away down the hall, I said, "Hey there, lonely girl." And Billy said his head snapped around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. And he pointed at me. He says, "Hey, keep that up."
Wow. I'll never forget what that. A compliment that is.
And I love doing the Elvis, too.
Yeah.
The Can't Help Falling in Love.
And you do that really well.
Thank you.
You do that really well. And Billy, you do some Elvis, too.
Oh, yeah. Treat me nice.
We ought to do a couple.
I'm the comedian of the group.
The clown.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know. Clown. All of you guys kind of clown around up there a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We have so much fun.
Laurel and Hardy right there. Those two right there.
Yeah, wow. That's true. Me and Billy are Laurel and Hardy.
Do you want to do an Elvis song?
Let's do a couple of Elvis songs.
All
right. We're gonna find out what the favorite songs of the other guys are in just a minute. But speaking of Elvis, let's do a Spaniel style Elvis.
Spaniel style Elvis?
Well, it's Elvis by the Spaniels.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
You are the Spaniels, and you're singing Elvis.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Let me get the key.
And this song is probably one of the most beautiful love songs that Elvis ever did.
Is it D?
I can't help falling in love with you.
The song, the key.
That goes back to the Blue Hawaii soundtrack. Again, May 20th, Acorn Theater, Three Oaks, Michigan. You'll be hearing the Spaniels Forever sing live. Okay. It's a full band show, and we hope you'll join us.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be that I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For
to the Blue Hawaii soundtrack. That is some classic Elvis and Can't Help Falling in Love, Spaniel style. Live here on the Lakeshore, this is Midwest Beat. If you just tuned in on 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Lounges, and we are talking about a big show on Sunday, May 20th, just across the state line, Acorn Theater, Three Oaks, Michigan, The Spaniels Forever, full band concert with the guitar, the bass, the drums, and, of course, the pristine four-part harmony that you're hearing here tonight. And it's going to be a really good time. Bring your dancing shoes, and the Acorn is a unique place because they put out the little cocktail tables and the candles, right, and it's very intimate, very nice. And as Dan was saying, the atmosphere as well as the acoustics are perfect for this kind of room, kind of group, rather. But we had found out Patrick and Billy's favorite songs to perform. Let's carry on with Gene. I'm thinking you're going to say Sam Cooke because you do it so well, but I don't know. I can't predict that. What do you say, Gene? What do you like to perform?
Well, I love doing the Chain Gang because they give me such a unique
That's
background.
That's where he came from. Yeah.
They give me such a unique sound background that I don't get from nobody else. And but my favorite sing with them is really You Make Me Feel Brand New.
That's stylistics, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so unique. We do it the Spaniels way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why it's my favorite.
All right, Dan. What about you? What's your favorite songs to sing?
I like singing the spirituals. You know, Billy is a great teacher, and he's got so much music in his head. But I remember growing up in the earlier days, he'd come by and teach us. He'd come by and teach us all these spiritual songs, which, you know, the spiritual songs, they have such an impact on people when we go to the churches and different places, and we just do a lot of reach out, a lot of charity events. Those spiritual songs have such an impact, especially when we go into the nursing homes and to some of the hospitals. You'd be amazed at some of the people who hardly ever respond to medicine, how they respond to the music, and especially the spirituals. They have such an impact on people.
We talked once before, a while back, about the magic and the power of music. And taking on what Dan said, not just the spirituals, but the memories that are tied to certain songs. When you play at the retirement homes for the seniors, especially those that are suffering from Alzheimer's and different dementia issues, do you notice that when you sing a certain song from the 50s or the 60s that maybe was their special song or something, they knew that all of a sudden that fog seems to lift a little bit they respond?
Absolutely. It's amazing how that happens.
Tom, you know, we sang at a nursing home. I never will forget. This was the original group. And the time that we sang, nobody needed their medication. Isn't that something?
The whole place.
Yeah. And that's what our friend Felix is doing now with this other thing coming up.
Yeah, the music was the medicine.
The music is
the medicine.
It's healing.
I'm not taking that. I remember that. No, I'm not taking that medicine. No.
It's the message.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How about that Sam Cooke thing that I want to hear Sam Cooke.
You want to hear Sam? I love to hear Sam Cooke.
Now, about what? That's A, the PA.
Yeah,
A,
so you just kick us off. Hey, I turned the volume up. Maybe we could hear the.
There you go. Now, Dan, you're a big Sam Cooke fan, too.
Oh, I love
Sam
Cooke.
We've talked before. You and Gene both like to sing Sam songs.
We do. We both are big fans of Sam Cooke.
So do you trade off a lot when you're doing Spaniel shows?
In some cases, yeah.
All right. What are we going to do here?
Chain Gang. Yeah.
The melody?
I hear someone saying, huh. Oh, oh.
Ha.
Yeah. Listen.
Don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang? Oh, don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang?
Let me tell you about all the lonely work so hard till the sun going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them owning their lives away. Then you hear somebody
somebody say,
don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, gang.
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, listen up, you bet, drop back your bones and let your arrow go
straight to
my lover's heart. For me, nobody but me. Then Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly
straight to my lover's heart. For me,
now I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For a lover girl who doesn't know I exist,
and this you can fix.
So Cupid, drop back your bow and let your arrow go
straight to my lover's heart. For me,
nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly
straight to my lover's heart. For me,
now don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geometry. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about
algebra.
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, and I'm trying to be. Maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Wee wee!
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. I hear someone saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty now. My work is so hard,
don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain?
Yeah. All right, Spaniels Forever. And you can catch them doing that song, I'm assuming, on Sunday. Sunday, oh, yeah. May 20th, we'll have the Spaniels at the Acorn Theater, Three Oaks, Michigan. It's an all-day show with just the Spaniels. Two sets, matinee. Billy will be home in his PJs before it gets too late. Nice, the rest of us will go to the distillery.
All right.
Right next door. You guys are performing a lot this summer. You're going to also be, we're going to talk a little bit about the Felix event on June 9th, but Billy, you're coming back Friday. And we're gonna have Felix on the air with us. Felix Cavallari of the Young Rascals and the Rascals will be on the phone with us. Billy will be back in the studio with Damian Rico from the Calumet Hospice. And it's a big fundraiser at the Memorial Opera House for Hospice. Felix will be live. Spaniels Forever will be live. And it's going to be an exciting show. And we're going to play music from the Rascals Friday. You'll be back. We'll play some Spaniels tunes. And so that we're going to talk about shortly. But you've got a variety of shows. Just the ones I'm aware of. John Huber's Spot Music Fest. You're going to be there filming a 5-camera shoot video with the Spaniels. You'll be at St. Luke's in Michigan City on August 4th. Highland Main Square at the Music and Market at the Gazebo Stage. You'll be doing a set there on Wednesday the 15th, which is, of course, the day before Elvis's death anniversary. So I'm assuming we'll be hearing some Elvis that day. Pay tribute to the King of Rock and Roll. And I understand there's not a date yet, but looking far ahead into the holidays, we'll be doing another South Lake Mall appearance with Santa Claus. So, I mean, there's so much demand for the Spaniels Forever. You just did the Mayor's Roundtable in Hobart, performing for like 50 state mayors across Indiana. You're popular with the mayors. Mayor Tom McDermott always loves to have you sing. Mayor Brian out in Hobart, and now all these other mayors across the state.
Holfield and Homewood.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we've got another Elvis tune, my Elvis tune.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
And he does a little hip shaking in there, too.
Oh, he can get down. He can get down.
See?
Spaniels Forever, May 20th, Acorn Theater, Three Oaks, Michigan. Go online at acorntheater.com and get details and get tickets, and we'll see you for this wonderful 4 o'clock Eastern time show. It's a matinee, and we're just going to have a good time.
All right, here we go. Well, when I come to that door, where's gonna be the light? You're gonna make me sore. You don't treat me right. Don't you ever kiss me once? Kiss me twice. Up, dreaming of it. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. Oh, but if you treat me cold, baby, I'm gonna freeze. So if you don't want me to be cold as ice, well, make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back, run your pretty fingers through my hair. You know I'll be your slave. You just ask me to. Oh, but if you don't behave, well, then I'll walk right out on you. So if you want my love and take my advice, hop!
Mr. Billy Shelton in the role of Elvis here. All the girls are screaming in the studio now. Oh, man, we're having a good time. And if you want to have an even better time, be sure to join the Spaniels Forever again May 20th, this Sunday, at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, 4 to 7 p.m. Something else that we're going to do, and we haven't worked out a date or any details yet, but I would love to have you guys come down for the big opening month of my record store.
Big article
in the Times today.
You know that's away. A done deal.
And, are you going to feed us?
Oh, are you kidding? When don't I feed you?
Cold.
That's right. The pizza's getting cold. And again, thanks to Grand Park Cafe from just down the road here in Merrillville for taking care of feeding the guys today.
Oh, yeah.
They need that food because they burn it all up in energy.
And Munster Donut, too.
Munster Donut.
Free donuts from Munster Donut. They won't let me pay.
He's there twice a day.
No. All right, these guys. Once every 2 weeks.
You don't need no donuts.
No, I don't need any.
So what is it that, you guys are working a lot. What is it that makes you want to get out and do this all the time? Any of you can jump in on this question. Why is singing after all these years still so important, still something that you enjoy so much?
You know, what I observed about Bill is, just to start off, is he...
Billy sings to live and he lives to sing. He's got such a passion for it, and he just loves to sing and perform so much. And he's how many different groups have you sung with, Bill?
What you do, a bucket for a raise, man?
That would be impossible.
Billy has left women by the wayside because they tried to stop him from singing his music, and he was not having any of that. I told the last one that he left laying by the wayside a few years ago. I said, Billy's doing the show. He was sick, and she wanted him to stop singing, and there's no way you're going to stop Billy. No, no. He's going to sing. He's going to drop at the microphone.
That's his medicine.
And he'll be done.
Actually, he sat down and sang that.
That's his
medicine.
Yeah,
he did sit down and sing that day.
Oh, yeah.
But, she was like, what show? I was like, the show we're doing Friday. And Billy said, I'll talk to her. And well, they're not together anymore.
All right.
Get off me.
But no, the passion for music.
Billy, get off me.
For me, it's
Billy, no.
Once I figured out at a young age that I could sing and that I was pretty good at it, the passion and the drive came from the response. And then, I don't know, it's just something in me, I have to sing. Mm-hmm. I sing in the grocery store, and I'm in my own little world, and then people will come up to me and go like, oh, you sound good or whatever, and I don't even realize. I just sing. It just comes out.
Yes.
If I couldn't sing anymore, I wouldn't want to take another break.
Patrick, Sam Cooke made a recording. I'll keep on singing till Jesus calls me home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. And he meant that, too.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
The good Lord, he gives you this gift. You have this gift, and it's all of us is not preachers, but you know we have. That's our way of expression.
Yeah.
It's through our music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to honor that. I mean, there's a saying that I always looked at and wonder. They said that I'm trying to figure out. Remember what it is? The music. Yeah, the voice is the only instrument not made by man.
Mm.
So yeah, I
that's
took
pretty
that.
Deep when you think about that.
Yeah,
it took me a loop here. I said, oh Lord,
I had never heard that.
That's deep.
Maybe look at
that's
God
deep.
Even more. You know, yep. Know that you got a gift.
Right.
When they say that, oh, you sound good. Oh, so.
You said that.
I always
last
do
week.
That. I was raised to give it to him.
And you know, I had never heard nobody say that.
It's something about this group of guys here. Everybody here. You know, when we get together, it doesn't matter how many times we sing or rehearse. Each and every time is like we're doing it for the first time. We love it so much.
Yes, right. Yeah.
What I like about the Spaniels Forever, and I've been fortunate to be around you guys for a couple of years now here and there, and it's the fun you have.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always laughing and cracking each other up and
absolutely.
And ripping on each other. And then when it comes time to sing, it's like perfection.
Then everybody ready to kill each other.
You especially.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
It's just something when we start singing, and sometimes I'll miss my part because I'm listening to the beautiful harmony.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get caught up in the music and mess my part up.
Right, yeah.
Now, is there a web page, a Facebook? How do people keep up with what you're doing?
On Facebook, the Spaniels Forever, and then there was
and
a
YouTube.
Group and YouTube. You can see us all over YouTube. On Facebook, the Spaniels Forever, and I had actually created a Facebook page a couple years ago called the Friends Who Like the Spaniels Forever, but Facebook took over and made a page for us, and that's more popular than the page that I came.
Oh,
up
did they
with.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Facebook
I didn't know that.
Came
wow.
up and they created a page for our business.
Isn't that something? Yep. I gotta check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Just
okay.
Tom, I've got to say this. All this would not be possible if it were not for one person. That guy would be Tom Landers.
Oh, yeah.
All of his life, he's dedicated his whole life to preserving and enhancing music and entertainment.
Yeah.
When we were guests of the Oak Ridge Boys, he was right there.
I was there.
Yeah,
he was hanging there. With the boys.
He's met Paul McCartney and his wife, Linda, you know, and all. He's met them all. Yeah. He's been around. And it's just an honor to be working with a guy who's committed
well, thank
to
you.
The business.
The same back
I concur.
At you.
I concur.
You know, when the Oak Ridge Boys were on stage that night, it was funny because I think it was Joe Bonsall says, we have to be really good tonight because the Spaniels are in the house. And if we don't do it right, they'll come up and do it.
Yeah. That's right.
So, I mean, that you get so much accolades and kudos from your contemporaries, from those that came before you even, of your era, and those that came after. Boys to Men, all these different groups that have been influenced by the Spaniels and other doo-wop acts of the day, the Skyliners and groups like that. You have lit the torch that others have carried, and that has got to give you a certain sense of pride and accomplishment. Billy, when Jesus does call you home, you'll be able to say, I made an impact.
Oh, man.
Big time.
In a big way.
And something, Bill is so blessed right now. He's 84 years old. He's the only remaining Spaniel left that's still singing and performing. My dad, he's still alive, but he doesn't sing. There's a baritone singer that sang with the second group. His name is James Cochran. And he's not singing, he's not performing either, but Billy is so blessed to still be on the stage singing, dancing like he was 25 years old, man. It's such a gift. Yeah, that's right.
At Niles High School, we had to put some moves.
What kind of moves are those?
We added some moves. Billy was getting it.
He was.
Billy, at 84 years old, what drives you now? What drives you?
The people. People like you and people like our friends who come out, anybody who stops what they're doing and goes and buys a ticket and comes out to support you, I mean, how much better can that get, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that I owe them everything I can give them, and the other guys feel the same.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. When they get on the stage, they give everything they have.
Wow. What is it that makes Billy the perfect group leader? I'm going to put you guys on the spot. You've all been with him for a while, and I've heard that he's tough. So what is it that makes him the cement, that the glue that holds you together?
I want to chime in on that first, because he has really tough skin, and he's a really – he's a mild-mannered guy. He has to okay, put it this way. We all have Spaniels jackets. And on each jacket, there is a designation, like
the voice.
Mine says Billy gave me the designation, the voice. His says Billy Shelton, whipping boy. So he's got to take all our crap, and he does, and he still keeps the group together, and he still keeps a cool head.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What's your jacket say, Gene?
My, it mean, what does it mean?
Gene the Machine. Singing machine.
Music machine.
And Dan, how about you?
Dan the Man, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Purnell?
Purnell the Utility Man.
That's perfect for you. You sing, you play guitar, you play bass, you pretty much do anything.
Yeah, you can play drums and keyboard too.
Wow.
Yeah. See, one good thing about Bill, what makes him a good leader, is he leads by example. He's got a very infectious persona and disposition about himself. Anybody who meets him, you know, they fall in love with him right away. He can teach you so much about history and about music. You know, when you get to know this guy, you know, it's like you never wanna stop listening to the stories and the lessons that he can just teach you. You know,
I think one of the first times I actually sat down with Billy, we were at Cooper's Hawk. Right. Alice and I went out to dinner with you. We sat for like 3 hours. And you just told a story after story after story. And not only did he tell the story, he then opened his, like, folder and pulled out photos to back him up. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And this is when we sang with these guys. And remember,
I was eating all the time. You were
feeding. You were.
You were. His truck too.
We had a very long dinner that night.
Well, that's something we usually talk. You know, you can't talk to too many people that knows the old groups back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And so, knew them. I mean, really knew them.
What about you, Bernal?
I mean, example.
What about you?
What you want to know, man?
What makes Billy such a good leader, in your opinion?
Well, because
you've been with
Billy's
a long time.
Already been where most of us trying to go. First of all,
okay,
so,
okay.
You know,
Man,
I'm still trying to learn.
You've been with him a long time.
You
got some history with him.
I'm not even halfway there yet.
Yeah.
You know, I still got some, know, some steps to climb.
Modest.
You know, so. But I think he's taught you some good lessons, too, and he's been there for you, and you've been there for him, and that's such a good relationship, you know, over the years.
Well, you see, like think about Billy. Billy's probably the only one that I know in the Hammond area that can make me laugh anytime he gets ready.
Oh, no. All you got to do is look at him. Billy's passion is very infectious.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm talking about
I know what you mean.
Humor.
Right, yeah. Right.
But that's one thing I noticed.
You know, if Billy was in pain or if he was sick, you could never tell because, he carries it so well, you know.
Well, shoot, we almost lost him a couple years ago and nobody knew nothing. Yeah. But he came back and he showed this is what he's gonna do.
I'm still here.
I'm still here. That's right.
I'm ready to sing and dance.
Billy's passion for music is so infectious.
Yeah. He
just got from the hospital. He sat down. Yes, he sat down through the performance.
A soldier, a pioneer.
And you could tell he was weak, but he soldiered through. His passion is infectious. For the music.
Yes.
I couldn't afford to die. I have too many bills.
Got to keep these guys eating.
Pay us for all the accolades.
People be digging you up, bro.
Oh, my God.
Be like Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend with Billy.
Weekend with Billy. Oh, my God.
At the Acorn. Acorn Theater this Sunday, the Spaniels, they will be singing, dancing, cutting you up, and just having a great time. Full band show, full rhythm, guitar, everything going on. This is a unique show. You don't have the full band all the time, so this is really a treat.
Right, right.
And Purnell's going to be on bass, and we've got Phil on guitar, and his son.
Aaron.
I was going to say Eric, but I knew that was wrong. On drums, and it's just going to be a great time. And real quick, again, Billy, you're going to join us on Friday from 12 to 2. You will be
Looking
back live in the studio talking with Felix Cavallari of the Rascals and Damian Rico about the big Calumet Hospice charity show going on at Memorial Opera House June 9th. You do have another date, and I do want to have time to – we got 4 minutes left, so I want to get to another song real quick. You are going to be performing at the Beacon Theater in New York as part of The Signal with Henry Farag.
Right.
So you guys not only have the Spaniels, you have the Spaniels with Greta Pope, you have the Spaniels with The Signal. I mean, you are so diverse, and you're all over the place and still going strong. And on that note, let's end on a strong note. Let's sing a song out as we get ready. Jose, how many minutes we got left? About 3 minutes.
You want to do Good Night, Sweetheart?
Do
okay.
It.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Do it, do it.
It's your show.
Where is
G.
G.
Okay. G.
Whiz.
Okay, here we go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't get right. I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, your mother, oh, and your father, they don't like me. like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We hate to leave you, but we really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
We hate to leave you, but we really must go. Yeah. See the Spaniel Show Sunday, May 20th.
Everybody.
Join Billy and Felix Cavallari of the Rascals this Friday right here on Midwest Beach on Lakeshore Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So here's your headlines.